It all started when a bout of scarlet fever killed a 4-year-old little girl named Florence in 1882. Her father, Charles Crittenden, was devastated. A preacher in New York suggested that he deal with his grief by helping women of the streets. So he began preaching to the immigrant wives and daughters and mothers of men who were off working in factories and mines throughout the country. Many of these women resorted to prostitution to support themselves and their families.
And he was preaching to them, go forth and sin no more. And he had a moment, and it was like, go forth and sin no more, but where are you to go? There was nowhere for them to go. So he started the first Florence Crittenden mission, which was actually in Harlem, which was a safe house for women to live with their children or pregnant, and the whole purpose was that for them to live there to become independent and self-sufficient, which is basically our mission. For us, it's just 130 years later.
Over the years, the center in Wheeling, formerly called the Florence Crittenden Home, has morphed from being a safe place for prostitutes to being a place where the wealthy would send unwed mothers to today being the only licensed maternity care and behavioral health center in the state. The Wheeling-based agency has evolved into 4 programs, which all serve a mission of helping children and families in need achieve self-sufficiency. One of the programs that's been the cornerstone of the Crittenden services for all these years and remains the core of the agency is their residential program, which caters to girls 12 through 18.
So is it all right if I ask you about yourself?
Me?
Yeah.
Like
why you're here?
Yeah, we were just talking about
it. I know, I got a little bit, but I was like...
The program operates with a constant waiting list. It's licensed to house 42 people, 10 of which currently are babies. All of the adolescents have behavioral issues that have landed them in this facility, including a girl we'll call Bessie from Wayne County. She's 17. She was skipping school, she had complicated problems at home, and then she got in trouble for fighting.
Well, that led to me getting on a bond, and I broke my bond by not going to school and saying, who cares? Mm-hmm. And then I got put on probation until I was 18. Well, I did really good because I was like, I'm not getting sent off. I'm not doing this.
It should be noted here that Bessie also, at this time, got pregnant and had a baby. Her little girl is now 9 months old. She was born with a cleft palate and had to undergo several surgeries, required special bottles, and special care.
And I'd had trouble after, like, having the baby, finding a place to, like, take my baby and watch him. I know, like, they offered programs to people watching them, but there's too many drug heads around where I live, and there was nothing, like, there for me at all. We didn't have daycare, nothing like that, because it's a small town. Mm-hmm. There's nothing. 30 minutes away would probably have been the closest daycare. Okay. And I don't have a job, I don't have a car. Mm-hmm. I didn't have no means of that. So I went to my PO, and I said, I need help. I said, I need help. I don't have nobody to watch my kid while I go to school. They end up finding this place, and they said it's the only place in West Virginia that takes a mom and baby.
Bessie showed us around Crittenden's residential hall in Wheeling. It's a dorm-like building with rooms large enough for 2 girls and 2 cribs each on the top floor. The first floor houses a daycare and kitchen and a clinic where there's a nurse and all the basic medical needs of the girls can be met. Downstairs, there are classrooms, meeting rooms, and recreational spaces. Bessie says normally it's a crazy environment, but we were there while things were relatively calm. Girls were rotating in and out of the program, and many were off-site on a trip to a nearby flea market.
I know when I first got here, everything seemed so loud and so crazy, and then I was like, okay, they're just like me. They just had to be here for a little bit, and they have to deal with new changes and being away from home. Okay, it's fine. Yeah. But I cried so hard when I first got here. I said, I just want to go home. I changed my mind. And then I just got used to it, and I was like, wow, these girls actually have a background. They have a story, and it's neat to hear from them and try to help them.
Bessie explains that she's what's called a positive peer. It's a privilege that comes with good behavior, but she says it's a role that comes naturally to her because she has a nurturing personality. Bessie's situation is not typical because she enrolled herself and her baby into the program. Through the education program, which continues year-round at Crittenden, she's been able to catch up with her high school classes.
This place has actually taught me a lot of independence. I like making money, so I'm going to go get a job. For sure. I'm going to get a job, a part-time job, because I know that my baby is more important than, any job or any schooling, but I need that too to have a future.
So you're going to have a job, you're going to go to school, and you're going to be a mama?
Yeah.
So do you know what job you're going to be looking for?
No, probably just, I got a food handler's card here, so probably just a fast food restaurant, minimum wage, you know, part-time, maybe like 2-3 days a week or whenever they need me, mm-hmm. and then go to school and have the evening with my baby. I think I made the decision to come here and get the help that I need, mm-hmm. and I think that I'm ready to go back home.
Even if she wasn't ready, Bessie turns 18 this month, and as a legal adult without a court order, there's nothing keeping her in the program, which would usually continue for another 2 to 5 months. While the folks at Crittenton would like to see her stay, they're cautiously optimistic about her future. Bessie plans to return home to live with her father. Administrators explain that each girl has a unique story, but they use similar fundamental approaches to overcoming the adversity in their lives. Tomorrow, we'll take a look at the cutting-edge research that's developing through Crittenton and the methods they use to set these young women on a path toward becoming self-sufficient and overcoming poverty. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.